Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Bird Show.
Talk about providing a Christmas miracle. You guys might have done that in just 60 minutes. So it was last hour that we had quote unquote grandma in studio with us. And we were telling her that we have this breaking and entering that if she needs help, we certainly would reach out to you guys to see if we can help her with her needs this Christmas. And this is just a 60-second clip of what she told us about what's going on with the family. And then we will tell you what has happened over the last 60 minutes. This could very well be, although I'm sure you don't want to think about this, but you had to let these thoughts crawl into your head. This very well could be her last Christmas with her kids.
Yes. It could be her last Christmas with her kids. And that's why I'm trying to spend as much time I can with my daughter. No, and the kids, you know, we haven't really sat down and told them, you know, about what's going on, but they do know that they're aware that their mom is sick.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, I lost my fiance.
This Saturday? You lost your fiance?
I'm so sorry.
And there was their papa, and we sat down and told them he had lung cancer, and he was just diagnosed with it in August, on his birthday, August the 4th. And he just passed on Saturday. And he was mainly helping me with my grandboys, making sure they try to get the things they need. And now he's not here, so I'm dealing with that. And I don't know what else to do.
So it has been, it was much longer than that, and it's just been wave after wave after wave of tragedy for this family. So she came on, and we have teamed up with Purposity, which for lack of a better definition is an Amazon wish list just for charity, right? So we have this list of items that the family really could use, and in our dream again this year is to have them pull up to the house thinking they weren't going to have any kind of Christmas at all, and they walk in, they open up the door, and Santa has been there, and the entire house, or in this case, her hospice facility, will be filled with all of these gifts. That was our wish that we were going to work on for the next week and a half. Turns out we might not need the next week and a half, Kristen.
So I went to thebirdshow.com, and I clicked on the breaking and entering link because, like you guys, I wanted to contribute. I typically buy myself a gift from my dad every year with the dollar amount he used to give me every Christmas. But this year, I thought Pops would really appreciate if we paid it forward to this family. So I was looking for something in that dollar amount, and I did. I found a tablet for one of the kids, and I went ahead and clicked on it. But as I was looking, I was scrolling down to see, like, what can I pick? And I was like, there's not a lot to pick from. So literally within the last 60 minutes, you guys have already met 43 of their needs.
Wow.
That's almost $2,400
wow.
that you have donated. And as I'm looking at some of the needs that have been met, you guys have purchased Uber gift cards to help get her to and from her hospital visits. You got them warm coats. We got the tablets. I am sitting here scrolling and I am blown away. We have the magic kit for the youngest, for the 7-year-old. Grandma got her tracksuit that she was talking about earlier.
Nikes.
All she wanted was a tracksuit. She said she hadn't had new shoes in 2 years. They're covered now.
The TV has been purchased for the family because they didn't have a television. So somebody donated $400 and got the family the TV. I mean, I'm just sitting here, and everything from like the light up Frisbee, whoever donated $25 to take care of the light up Frisbee, like, thank you so much. First grader new sneakers. They love doing stuff together. They want to make memories. So you gifted an escape room game. I mean, and I'm just scrolling through, and I mean, you guys,
You done did it again.
It's so touching.
And if you go and check out all the items, don't get worried about the price tags because there's like a PS5 on there. You don't have to buy the whole thing. You can click the Give More button and donate whatever amount that you feel comfortable and it'll go towards those items. So don't feel like you need to shell out for a PS5. We can all work together to buy that PS5.
I had never imagined that we would be able to call her within 24 hours and say, done. Right? Mm-hmm. Done. I thought this was going to take a week and a half. So you guys are going to have to fill out our schedule on the Bird Show for the next week and a half.
I'm back and forth. I'm emailing Proposity, and they said there were about 75 total things. There's a handful left, but Cassie mentioned the PS5, and we have the Give More button where you can give towards that because, you know, that's really hard for one person to buy a PS5. But they already have collected over $1,500 in the Give More. Dang. And they're still counting. So keep it coming.
This is a family that didn't know how that they were going to pay rent this month. They didn't have pillowcases. They didn't have sheets. So the fact that we might be able to call her later on today or tomorrow and say, this is done, is truly it's a Christmas miracle. It really is. Now, I don't want to get you guys too fired up to where you're like, okay, work's done.
No.
Because we still have needs that are met. And like Tommy said, there is a cash option also, or a gift certificate. So we can go totally and completely over the top.
My middle name is Extra. I would love to do Extra for this family. And when we were brainstorming this and talking about breaking and entering this year and partnering up with Proposity and, you know, Tracy, who's been working on the back end of this and helping to fill out these needs, we put up what we thought would take a substantial amount of time for you guys to fulfill. But we're going to keep adding needs as we see fit. So we're going to continue to add more if you guys are willing to fulfill more. I mean, this is how this is going to go. And I would just love to blow this family away with love.
Yeah, this is a family that's going to need help after January 1st is what Kristen's trying to say. So if we can load them up in December and sort, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the mom here over the next couple of weeks. But if we can load them up for the first half of 2025 and just eliminate a little bit of that stress, we have the opportunity to do that. I think we should try it, right? And I want to give you guys credit again because this all goes to you guys. And you have done it for 23 years. And I feel a little bit like Taylor Swift in her very first year when she was so shocked she was winning the awards over and over and over again. For 23 years, you guys have surprised me. And I shouldn't be surprised anymore that anytime we ask you guys to come through, you go over the top and you do it. And you did it again this year, or you're doing it again this year. So we just have a few items left.
I just keep refreshing. And you guys, I mean, like, my cheeks hurt from smiling so hard. 49 total needs have been met. We're now up to almost $2,800. And as you hit the Give More, before the end of the show, the iPads and the PlayStation is going to be completely taken care of.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Well, speaking of the PlayStation. Hey, Fernando, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, Bert. You know, P1, listened since I was a kid, and as a gamer and a father of two, I have become a Nintendo Switch guy. I got a PS5 for Christmas last year. I've played it less than 100 hours. I want to part ways with it and give it to the kids.
Man.
Wow.
Dude, you are,
nice of you, bro.
You are the man. Thank you very much for calling, and thanks for making that offer. Let me put you on hold, and we'll be sure we get it into their hands, okay?
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks so much. That's what you guys are about. Yep. That's what you guys have always been about. So the work's not done just yet. So let's continue to work on this list. And then maybe even by the end of the show today, we can say, all right, now we're in abundance.
I'm just thinking now we could give each kid a PS5 and a TV. That way they don't have to fight over it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, back to reality here. So Julie needed our help. It all seems a little bit superficial after something like this, but for her, it's not. She wants to know why she got ghosted, and we got answers for her. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so it was Blackout Wednesday was the night, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And
for those that don't know what Blackout Wednesday is, Abby, you want to tell them?
Blackout Wednesday is a Wednesday where you black out from alcohol. No, it's kind of like this funny term that people use for when they go to their hometown bars and they run into their high school ex or maybe somebody that they don't talk to a lot from college. And it's kind of known as a, you know, a slutty night out because that's typically when people link up with old flames.
And that's why they're so hungover on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're trying to like... It's almost like Thanksgiving death row. you know your family's coming in and you're going to be spending time with your family, so let me go party it up on Wednesday night with my friends. Is that what happened to you, Julie?
Yes, that's hilarious. Yes, that's exactly what happened. I went home for Thanksgiving and as one does, I went out with some old high school friends and we met up for a drink, which turned into lots of drinks. And I didn't hook up with an ex, but I noticed this incredibly hot guy sitting at the bar by himself. And never in a million years would I approach a guy of this caliber, but my friends were very encouraging and I was just drunk enough to make a move. And before I walked over, I Googled the best Thanksgiving pickup lines and I just used the first one I saw, but it worked. He immediately laughed and asked me to sit down.
Oh no, and, Julie, you got to share. Yeah. What was that Thanksgiving line you Googled that worked?
Speed past that.
What was it?
Oh my gosh, it's so corny sober, but it was. I checked the meat thermometer. You're officially one hot bird.
No, take it back.
That wasn't
it. Take it back.
Stop. That's terrible. You know what else would have worked? Hi. All right. Anyway, so it did. It obviously got you where you got to feel how hot the meat was.
Yes, I ended up, I sort of ditched my friends and I stayed at the bar with him and just talking and taking tequila shots, probably more shots than talking. And while we were sitting there, we exchanged numbers. We both left at the same time. And as I was waiting for my Uber, we suddenly had a passionate kiss and we were donezo. I ditched the Uber. I went back to his place and yada, yada. It was fantastic. And our chemistry was way off the charts. So I left that night because I didn't want my parents to wake up and not, you know, have me not at home. And I was incredibly hungover for Thanksgiving, maybe even like the next day after that, but it was totally worth it. And later in the day, I texted them just happy Thanksgiving and nothing. And then later that evening, I sent another little text just to make sure I had the right number. And nothing. And I can't for the life of me figure out why I'm being ghosted. I mean, I get it. It's a one-night stand, but it was a really good one-night stand. And I'm not looking for a future with this dude, but he knew I was still in town for a few more days. So I thought, hey, why not like one more time? But I just need to know what the hell happened.
Okay. So now we're past the romantic part of the one-night stand. And you're wondering, like, why hasn't there been a two or a three or a four-night stand? So you've been texting him. He doesn't hit you back at all, and you wanted answers, right?
Yes.
All right. At least the dudes in here seems pretty clear.
Yeah, I would say. But
let's make it official here.
All right. So I reached out to him. We're going to call him Chris. So I reach out to Chris, introduce myself, explain what I'm doing, why I'm texting. And I texted Chris. I said, the night before Thanksgiving, you met a woman at a bar. She ended up going back to your place. She thought you all had a great time and is wondering why you haven't responded to her text messages.
Plus, she's pregnant.
No. I said she's not looking to pursue a relationship. She just wants closure on what went wrong. And Chris responded back. He said, I'm actually shocked she remembers anything at all. And I said, she did mention the two of you had quite a bit to drink, but she also said your chemistry was, quote, off the charts. And Chris said, correction, she had quite a bit to drink, and I'm not sure what chemistry she's speaking of. And I said, wait, forgive me for asking this question. Did you all not, you know, and Chris said, absolutely not. She was way too trashed, and I would never. I didn't feel comfortable sending her off in an Uber in that condition, so I let her sleep it off at my house. And I said, interesting. And Chris said, listen, I don't know what she thinks happened, but that did not happen. What did happen is she puked her guts out in my toilet, slept for a while on the bathroom floor until I moved her to my bed.
Sexy.
And then I slept on the couch. She was gone when I woke up. And I said, gotcha. So why not respond to her text? And he said, dude, I think I've done enough for her already.
Oh, man.
We good. And that was it.
Who knew there would be no stuffing at Thanksgiving this year?
So, Julie, the good news is you certainly celebrated the spirit of Blackout Wednesday.
You did. You concocted a whole new night for yourself.
Going in the Hall of Fame.
So you don't remember any of that? Do you remember the puking part? You clearly thought other things happened and they did not.
You must have dreamt it, babe.
I'm shocked because I definitely remember being very snuggly and kissing. I didn't think that I
you're kissing
the
turlet.
Flashes, but I knew that we didn't go all the way, but we definitely, I mean, there was affection going on. I had so much fun, and I don't remember lying on the bathroom floor. I have sort of a recollection maybe of feeling not good and possibly I puked, but that's not how I don't know.
We understand your confusion. We'll just let you go at this point to save just a little bit of face. Okay.
Maybe tequila's not your thing.
Maybe something. So question. Guy question. The next morning, you can't tell from the night before something happened down there?
Sometimes you can't. Depending on.
Sometimes you can't tell while it's happening.
Hey, The Bird Show. Hour and a half ago, Grandma walks in here and tells us that her life has been upside down. Her daughter has stage 4 cancer. They are thinking that this is going to be the last Christmas that she gets to spend with her own kids. Grandma herself just lost her fiance. They didn't know how they were going to pay rent. They didn't have sheets for their beds. So we asked you guys to go to the Burt Show and fulfill all the needs that they had. And there were 50 total needs that we thought, you know what, if we work really hard, we can cover these needs over the next week and a half and really make something very magical for this family that... The kids don't know that Grandma came in here. Her daughter doesn't know. The daughter with cancer doesn't know that Grandma came in here. So the dream was to have all the stuff that you guys could provide, bring it to hospice or bring it to their house or apartment and have them open the door and be shocked, not knowing any of this was happening at all, that Santa was not passing over their house this year. So we started with 50 total needs. That's a lot. That's a very, very long list here. And an hour and a half later, who wants to take it?
So as I'm looking at our Proposity team, because we've teamed up with Proposity this year to help out the family, I keep refreshing and I just keep beaming because the Burt Show fam does not disappoint. There are only 2 needs left. And this is the holiday glow up and the spa day because mom isn't feeling good, but she wants to look good. And those are the only 2 I see left. And as of right now, you guys have met all those needs except for those 2 and have donated over $2,800.
Wow.
And now that $2,800, that has covered 125 gifts.
Oh my God.
What?
So far.
Yeah.
Now, there was also a button where you can give more because some of the bigger price items like a PS5, you know, we don't expect someone to buy a whole PS5. You could donate, you know, whatever you can give and it'll go to those various things that cost more. Y'all, you ready for this?
Nope.
Over $8,000.
Nah.
What?
Come on.
For the give more.
What?
Over, are you kidding?
$8,000 has been given.
So if we applied that to the 2 that are still the needs that still are available, the holiday glow up, which was like $460. And so was the joyful rejuvenation. Then everything on this list would be taken care of already.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
But like Kristen said before, we want to go over the top for this special family. And we just want to make their Christmas unforgettable.
I'm like so blown away. I don't know why I'm blown away, because I know, like, you know, Burt Show listeners, Burt Show fam.
It's pretty extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just, I mean, obviously you heard the story from grandma, and it's just, it's heart wrenching and it's heartbreaking. This family just keeps getting like just kicked while they're down. And you are going to give them the most memorable Christmas. Those two little boys are going to make the most beautiful memories with their mama for Christmas this year. And it's because of you.
Yeah.
It's life changing.
And with grandma.
Yeah.
You're going to give grandma such a beautiful Christmas with her daughter.
Well, think of everything that grandma's going through here also, is that grandma's looking at losing her daughter. Grandma's going to be raising these kids by herself.
Just lost her fiance.
Yeah. Just lost her fiance. So as I was saying last segment, it would be really, really nice to sort of get this treasure chest almost of enough help to where we could help out maybe with the first half entirely of 2025 for this family, because when Christmas is over and January 1st rolls around, they're going to have a lot of problems. Mm. So if we could continue to supply this family and give them that peace of mind for 6 months for a family that didn't even know how they were going to pay rent this week, that would be pretty damn huge.
So I'm emailing this morning, like real time, just back and forth with the folks from Proposity that's helping us.
What are they thinking about all this?
Oh, they're beside themselves. They've never seen anything like this. And they said, not everybody who donated this morning joined the team. You're supposed to go on, join the Burt Show team, and then purchase the items. Not everybody joined the team, so those needs haven't even tracked to the team page yet. They're going to add those in, both the listeners and the dollar total. So the totals we just gave you are actually higher than what we just said. Wow. After they put all that in, it'll be even more.
So I'm not really sure what the message here is, because, again, I don't want people just to stop right now, especially because we got all the needs met for right now. I just want to stress, when you're looking at this family, and, again, we are looking at a family that didn't even know how they were going to pay rent by Friday, that they're going to have these problems after January also. So if you have anything extra that you feel like donating, it would really, really help them out moving forward. They are looking at a lot of stress here over the next 6 months and the next year. So if we can supply them with that peace of mind, keep donating. Doesn't have to stop here.
I just really want everybody to bask in this for a second, because you're with every person that clicked on this and helped this family. You are restoring faith in humanity. Like, yes, you are helping this family, but like, this is what the holidays are supposed to be about. Mm. Like, this is the feel good that everybody needs to feel inside their heart. And I'm talking about, if you did give more and you gave $5, that feeling should be just as intense as the person who covered the PS5.
Okay, like I said, these emails coming in real time. One just came in 0 minutes ago. That's what it says in my Gmail. Okay, to clarify, $8,000 plus in total has been given. Right now, $3,000 of that is the give more.
Okay.
So wow. $8,000 plus total.
All right. And I've said this on the show before, and I want to stress it to you guys, because you've been doing it for 23 years. And I don't ever want the extraordinary not to be celebrated on this show. You guys come through every single time. That is extraordinary. This is not standard, and we know that. So I want to give you guys credit, and I don't want you guys to think like, oh yeah, of course they did it again. Mm. This is an extraordinary thing you did for this family, so please embrace that.
0 minutes. This email just in. Now we're back on empty. All needs met. Amazing.
Yay! Yay! The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kristen got the big old W in her house, and I'm guessing the story goes something like this. I chipped away and chipped away and chipped away at my husband till finally he was just like, fine.
I mean, something like that. So what happened was I was trying to convince my husband what he and I should get our son, Jimmy, for Christmas. So in our household, it's not Santa who brings the gift. It's mom and dad who provide the big gift. Okay. We hit up Santa and we told him, hey, we in a good spot. We're going to take care of the big gift. You can take care of the smaller gifts. Right. And so, and I think that helps out with some other kids who, you know, might be curious as like why Santa brought, you know, big gifts for some and not big gifts for others. It's just one of those things. So the big gift this year, I was adamant about, right? And I've been asking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an incident that happened here at the station that has me concerned and has me second guessing, even though my husband and I shook on it. He was sitting on the couch. I came in, I paused the TV, and I said, hey, I need to talk to you for a second.
You know, officially, handshakes with your husband don't officially count because he only has four fingers on one hand. If you had five fingers, then it's an agreement. Four is only an 80%.
Which hand did you shake?
I shook the hand that has the five fingers.
Okay, then it's a deal.
Because it's the left hand that's missing the digit. All right, so I sat down, I go, hey, I got to talk to you about something. I really want to get Jimmy an aquarium for Christmas. Because he loves the underwater creatures. He loves going to the Georgia Aquarium. He's obsessed. We watch the YouTube videos of these guys who are out in tide pools and they're like catching stuff and they bring it back and they put it in their giant tank. Like he's all about it, right? So I want to get him a little aquarium with all the cute little aquarium things, like the little treasure chest that pops open with the bubbles that come out of it and some goldfish, right?
Yeah.
We had a recent goldfish incident here at the station.
Three goldfish incidences.
Rest in peace. Goldfish one, goldfish two, goldfish three.
Yeah, we were really attached to them.
And so the deal I made with my husband is because he's not taking care of another thing in the house. He takes care of me. He takes care of Jimmy. He takes care of the three dogs. He's like, I'm tapped out. And I'm like, I got this. I had goldfish as a kid. I took care of them. I kept them puppies alive for 3 years.
That's impressive.
Right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bud and Zima were their names. I was a very edgy high schooler. So I was like, I can do this. I will take care of the fish tank. I will take care of the fish. It'll teach responsibility to Jimmy. Plus, it'll give him something exciting. I think he will love it. Now I'm starting to have regards.
Oh, no.
Like, we shook on it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I already know the place in the playroom where we can put them, that they will be perfect, because I think it'll be a distraction in his bedroom. So I already know, like, I have it all planned out. I'm concerned with what transpired here mm-hmm. with our fish, and I don't want to, A, traumatize my child, and B, am I setting myself up for failure?
Well, okay, traumatized again is a very strong word. So he is going to witness a fish die, all right? I don't think that's traumatizing because, I mean, you do have to teach that lesson at some point, right? And maybe a fish is the easiest way to engage in that conversation.
But does that need to be taught at three?
No. Don't you just get him a new one?
That's what I was wondering.
Okay, yeah, okay, or that. But my concern, these things are a pain in the ass, man. I don't know that you remember or really took care of it the way that you're going to be expected to take care of it as an adult. They are a pain. They are so high maintenance.
No, I remember that, but obviously I now have a lot more responsibilities than I did, you know, when I was high school. And when I was in high school, I had, you know, school and I had basketball, but I'm determined because once I put my mind to something, it's going to happen. So I'm getting the fish tank,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm doing this.
Okay.
It's a great gift, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I hated having an aquarium. I wasn't as good as you as keeping the fish alive. Like, it was great in theory, but the upkeep of it for me was way too much.
It was terrible. I told you guys about the one that I tried, and all the guppies were having sex with each other, and they ended up with nine eyes, and you could see through them. It was like a biology lesson, because you could literally see all their guts were hanging out. Because they were
just incest guppies?
Yeah, oh, for sure,
yeah. The aquarium was wild.
Because I had the idea that you could mix the different tail colors and make a unique color, but the only the only unique color was transparent. You could literally see through. It's like I would walk in there and the fish were like literally saying, "Help me."
That's so creepy.
That's terrible.
Yes, Kaylee.
Eating feces. I have a fish tank, a small one, but we also have a pond.
Uh-huh.
The pond is the easiest thing in the world. You can't even kill a koi fish. So just have Bart dig up a little hole in the backyard, put a filter. You got a pond.
No, ponds are a pain in the ass,
No,
dude.
They are so easy. I do nothing. With a net, you got to get some leaves out a couple times a year, and that's it.
Are you planning on using our goldfish coffin as yours? Are you taking that one?
No, I asked you. Remember, that's how the whole, like, murder came about, because I went and asked Jackson, is there something wrong with the tank? Is that why all our fish died? And he was like, no, it's legit. And then I came in here and asked you if I could have the tank, and you said no, because you were going to get more fish.
Well, when I said me, it was really going to be Jackson. He and I were going to get it, but that thing is... there's no fish in there, and we're just going to continue to kill fish, so why don't you just take that
I can have it?
Go ahead. I mean, it's haunted.
That thing got to be bad.
You think so?
Yeah.
You got to smudge it or something before you bring it home.
A haunted fish tank.
Just go ahead and take it, man. It's a hassle. They're not getting fed over the weekend.
Yes.
So just take the damn thing. It's a responsibility for Jackson that he took on himself. Then I feel guilty when I'm not here on the weekends. Just take the damn thing.
Okay, I'm taking the haunted fish tank, and I'm giving that to my son for Christmas.
Okay.
Hey, good luck.
And then tell him don't even get any fish and just say there are ghost fish in there.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.